Figures 50 through figures 55 are related to the flight plan in figure 50. IFR flight in a A-36. Figure 50 aircraft equipment status indicate the aircraft has RNAV, so it's a A-36 slant India. Departing Santa Barbara, cruising at 8,000 feet, via the Habit 1 departure Gaviota transition to Victor 27, Morro Bay, Victor 113 to Paso Robles. That's the destination. Figure 51 is the flight log for the proposed flight from Santa Barbara to Paso Robles. It's partially filled out. The first and the last legs have estimated time en route given from the departure to the Habit intersection, 8 minutes, and from the Paso Robles Vortac to approach and landing, 10 minutes. Magnetic courses are indicated. 253 degrees for the departure and climb. From Habit intersection to Gaviota Vortac, 343 degrees. From Gaviota to Morro Bay, 306 degrees. And from Morro Bay to Paso Robles Vortac, 358 degrees. Magnetic variation is shown as 16 degrees east. Figure 52 shows the Habit 1 departure procedure and an excerpt from the airport facility directory showing the Santa Barbara Municipal Airport and VOR receiver checkpoints in California. The plan view of the departure procedure shows the airport with its localizer 110.3 providing an ATC function. The outbound localizer course of 253 degrees and the intersection of the 163 degree radial form Habit intersection. So when tracking outbound on the 253 degree localizer course, your CDI indication will have reverse sensing. The departure route description applicable to this flight is indicated in Figure 52 in the upper right-hand corner showing takeoff runway 25. Figure 53 is an en route chart segment for this flight showing the departure airport in the lower right-hand part of the chart just south of the San Marcos Vortac with its localizer course indicated by Santa Barbara Muni in the box, forming Habit intersection, connecting to the Gaviota Vortac with Victor 27, connecting to Morro Bay, north of Morro Bay, Victor 113, then proceeds to the Paso Robles Vortac. Notice the San Marcos Vortac and the Paso Robles Vortac both have the letter H in the upper right-hand part of their frequency box. That H indicates the availability of HIWAS, Hazardous In-Flight Weather Advisory Service, at both Vortacs. Also, notice the VOR changeover point on Victor 27 between Gaviota and Morro Bay. The changeover point is located 20 miles from Gaviota, or 34 miles from Morro Bay, and that is located just underneath another airport that has a localizer course serving an ATC function. This one is Santa Maria Public, and Santa Maria's localizer back course is depicted on the figure. Figure 54 shows both RMI and CDI indications pertaining to this flight. The aircraft heading of approximately 240 degrees, shown in the RMI, indicates the aircraft is on the departure procedure. The CDI indication showing a frequency of 110.3, the Santa Barbara localizer course, with an OBS set at 253 with a right needle indication, indicates that the aircraft is right of the outbound course, or north of the localizer, and reverse sensing, indicating the desired course is to the left. Question. Refer to figures 52 and 54. What is the aircraft's position relative to the Haybutt intersection? The VOR number 2 is tuned to 116.5. With VOR number 2 tuned to 116.5, that's the Gaviota Vortac, the tail of the large needle indicates the aircraft is on the 130-degree radial. Haybutt intersection is on the 163-degree radial, so the aircraft has not yet arrived at Haybutt, and according to the localizer needle deflected to the right with reverse sensing, indicates the airplane is to the right of course, or north of the localizer course, and approaching the Gulf Victor Oscar radial 163. Figure 55 shows the VOR DME Bravo approach to Paso Robles Municipal Airport. The 10 DME arc on the Paso Robles Vortac is depicted. The profile view shows the missed approach point being the Paso Robles Vortac. Minimums for category A and B, 1,440 feet, 1 mile visibility. Also, two step downs. After 3,600 feet, the first step down is at the 6 DME, 2,400, and the second at the 3 DME, 2,000. Question. When flying a DME arc, as a guide in making range corrections, how many degrees of relative bearing change should be used for each half-mile deviation from the desired arc? 10 to 20 degrees. Also, refer to figure 55. Using an average ground speed of 90 knots, what constant rate of descent from 2,400 feet MSL at the 6 DME fix would enable the aircraft to arrive at 2,000 feet MSL at the final approach fix? The question requires the calculation of how many feet per minute descent would be required, and that can be done by taking the average ground speed of 90 knots and computing the time en route for the 3 miles between 2400 MSL and 2000 MSL. The formula, time in minutes, is equal to the distance times 60 divided by the ground speed. So the distance of 3 miles times 60 divided by 90 equals 2 minutes from 2400 feet to 2000 feet. Well, that's a 400-foot change in altitude. So 400 feet divided by 2 minutes equals 200 feet per minute. So a 200 feet per minute constant rate of descent from 2,400 feet MSL at the 6 DME fix would allow your aircraft to arrive at 2,000 feet MSL at the final approach fix. Under which condition should a missed approach procedure be initiated if the runway environment Paso Robles Municipal Airport is not in sight? When you reach the established missed approach point and determine the visibility is less than 1 mile. Estimated time en route calculations for this flight are based on nautical mile distances given on the departure procedure, 6.4 miles for the first leg. Second leg is the mileage box indicated on the Victor Airway, 54 miles, and the third distance is the mileage box indicated on the Victor Airway, 26 miles. Magnetic winds are based on wind entry closest to the flight planned altitude. That would be 9,000 winds 250 degrees true at 25, minus 16 easterly variation equals magnetic winds 234 degrees 25 knots. With 234 degrees, 25 knots is marked up from the grommet. The first magnetic course of 343 is then set opposite the true index. True airspeed of 158 equals a ground speed of 164. Second magnetic course of 306 degrees resolves a ground speed of 148. And the third magnetic course of 358 degrees resolves a ground speed of 171. Ground speeds and distances for each of the three legs computed result in the following estimated time en route. Hebat to Gaviota, 2.3 minutes. Gaviota to Morro Bay, 21.9 minutes. Morro Bay to Paso Robles, 9.1 minutes. Total 33.3 minutes for the calculated legs, plus 8 minutes for the first leg, Santa Barbara to Hebat, plus 10 minutes for the last leg, Paso Robles to approach and landing. Total estimated time en route, 51.3 minutes, or 51 minutes, 18 seconds. The time entered in Block 10 of the flight plan, 51 minutes.